Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Yes, this is my hometown, and I want to give a warm welcome on a cold day to our friends from Ontario who aren't bothered by cold weather, fortunately, and so I'm delighted to be able to showcase this extraordinary venue, which we'll talk about momentarily, but for Premier Ford to come here, I'm very grateful that you and your team have made the journey here to do something that I think is landmark. It's extraordinary and very exciting. As someone who's from this community and knows that we're going to find a way to continue to work together in partnership the way we always have and always will do. I want to acknowledge Nicole Butcher, the President and CEO of Ontario Power Generation. Thank you for lending your expertise to the cause. Minister Lecce, the Legislative Assembly from Ontario. Justin Driscoll, our CEO and President of New York Power Authority, Justin, and John Comell, the Chairman of the New York Power Authority. All my partners in government, I see our incoming mayor is here, I think anybody else, and Crystal here, Crystal Peoples-Stokes, our Sean Ryan and Crystal Peoples-Stokes, and many assembly members and elected officials who have joined us here today. It is great to be here to discuss our energy future. And it's especially fitting we're here at the Buffalo AKG Museum of Art. And why I wanted to come here, of any place in the state I could do this, is that I'm reminded that not this building, but the building that you'll see, the older-looking building, is from the 1901 era. And it was built in order to help showcase the fact that Buffalo was basically the epicenter of everything at the time when it came to power, because we were the first city in the world to be electrified. And so we had electric lights. People were fascinated by this. What do you mean electric lights? How can that be? And people came from all over to see this in the entire exhibition. So it was certainly a high point, but a reminder that we can continue energy innovation and how to do power innovation as we venture into this next century again. So Buffalo is known as the City of Light, and you know, actually I would say the museum was built for the exhibition. It wasn't done in time, so it missed the opening, but we still celebrate it associated with that as well. But this new building is a reminder of the future and a reminder that traditions matter. And there's been a long-standing, proud tradition of cooperation between New York and Ontario. This has always been it's a neighbor. Yeah, we've done so much together, and I will just digress and say I'm a boater on Lake Erie. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world, and you know, we stop at many of the ports of call in Canada, Ontario, and you know, just feel that warm embrace of a shared bond that our region brings to all of us. It's not just, you know, sports. Go Blue Jays next time. You did very well this year, but also I know you're rooting for the Buffalo Bills, and you come to hockey games and the baseball games in the summertime as well. And but also our culturals, our tourism. Yeah, you'll find me in my old life many times up at Niagara on the Lake or strolling around both sides of the falls. And so it's a world-class region. And we need to continue working together to promote these incredible assets, but also the strength of our friendship and relationship, which is enduring. And I'm also reminded we just came off of the bicentennial, the celebration of the Erie Canal, something that was an extraordinary feat of engineering in its time, but also it opened up Canada to New York City. And that connection also was one of the catalysts for explosive growth, opening up the Midwest, Canadian cities, ultimately the Seaway, St. Lawrence Seaway that came through. So we've always been connected through waterways and energy sources as well. And our economies are intertwined. You know, the trade, despite some setbacks, won't go into too much detail there, but we want to make sure that our trade relationship remains trust. It's a beneficial relationship. We understand that. And I'll acknowledge that there's been some terrible policies that have come out of Washington, coincidentally, just in 1 year. And they've been hard to accept as someone who doesn't understand why there's a hostility toward Canada overall, but certainly it shakes us to our core as well, as people who value our friends in Ontario and Quebec, particularly as they border our great state. So I don't want those policies to jeopardize the goodwill, the friendship, and we just want to make sure that, you know, that we continue doing things that show that collaboration. And as these threats out of Washington come, we're going to stand firm and let people know who our friends are, who we also care about very deeply. So our partnership between New York and Ontario is rock solid, and as long as I'm governor, it's going to stay that way. And so we sat down together. You know, it's about relationships. Premier Ford and I sat down together. There was a meeting of Northeast governors and the Canadian premiers that all border this region. We got together in Boston to talk about the threats out of Washington, how destabilizing that is for trade and our relationships overall, but how we can individually step up and ignore that process, those threats, that hostility, and show we truly are friends. You know, truly friends. And so that's, we talked about economic opportunities. We also had a great conversation about power. And the premier spoke with great pride about what is occurring at the Darlington area. We are focusing on small modular reactors, and I was very impressed. And so I wanted to learn more. And I was intrigued with, you know, your forward-thinking approach to delivering clean energy for the next generation. And so we focused on how we can stay true to our environmental commitments, which I truly believe in, but also our commitment to ratepayers to keep utility costs affordable, which is not just a buzzword, it is the reality. You know, we as leaders have to focus on reliability, sustainability, and affordability all at the same time. So we found a way together, and that is through nuclear energy. And Ontario is already home to, was it 17 of 18 nuclear plants operating in Canada? So ahead of your time, and Ontario Power Generation is leading the way in deploying North America's first small modular reactors, which I've been very intrigued with. And the Darlington project, which you'll talk about, you know, is going to be generating 1.2 gigawatts of power. And our conversation also led me to the understanding that Ontario OPG is collaborating with the Tennessee Valley Authority as well. When you said that, I said, well, wait a minute, why are you cooperating with them? I'm right here. So that was another thought, that light bulb that went off in my head, like, why aren't we also taking advantage of your forward-thinking approach when it comes to power? So today, to cement these conversations just from a few months ago, to, you know, to add some substance to them, OPG signed a memorandum of understanding with NYPA to work together to share information on the best ways to bring advanced nuclear power to the state of New York. And they'll use their expertise and know-how and be a great resource in our next chapter in our nuclear story. And the timing is perfect because it was last summer I charged NYPA, our executive director and our chairman and others, to find a way to bring advanced nuclear power to upstate New York. And this will be the first plant in New York State in over a generation. And I wanted to do this because it's about reliability, affordability, but it's also the thousands of jobs that are created in the process. And I was excited about that prospect as well. And 1 gigawatt of nuclear power can power roughly 1 million homes without adding any carbon to the atmosphere. That's really significant. And it's around the clock. It's every day of the year. It's completely insulated from the threats of rising oil and gas prices. So I believe it can power the industries of tomorrow as we're leaning into, especially here in upstate New York. Micron, $100 billion investment to make semiconductor chips, the largest private sector investment in American history, is going on just down the road in Syracuse. Right up the road in Buffalo, University of Buffalo, we have $500 million being invested in Empire AI, artificial intelligence for public good. So we need the power source. We want to do all this. Our ambitions are broad. They're exciting. But we don't power it, it doesn't work. And that's the challenge that we've embraced. And we're moving with great speed. I'm very impatient. And I want this to happen. I know there's traditionally been hurdles. Our state has right now 3 nuclear plants operating. They're all up on Lake Ontario. And one is actually the oldest operating nuclear facility in the United States, going strong and safe since 1969. But it's time for us to bring new nuclear technology into the 21st century. I've spoken actually to President Trump about this in the White House and talked about the fact that people aren't embracing nuclear because there's a perception it is a long, arduous process, even a decade, to get approvals. And we gleaned that over 7 of the 10 years it takes to get nuclear approvals are at the federal level. So he has agreed to find ways to approach that with more urgency. We are working closely with the federal administration in this particular area. And I want to make sure that everyone knows that we'll bring down the barriers and the costs. That's important. But also, this is not your grandmother's and your grandfather's nuclear. This is advanced. This is state-of-the-art. This is safe. This is safe. And it has automatic safety systems and enhanced containment and very rigorous environmental safeguards. So since the last 6 months when I directed NYPA to build a gigawatt of new nuclear capacity, we've moved aggressively to realize that vision. The deadline for requests for information passed just last week, and I'm happy to announce that there are 23 developers who've expressed an interest in developing nuclear project with NYPA. That's extraordinary. That's beyond what I could have imagined. That's a new era for nuclear power in the state of New York. And 8 communities have expressed interest in hosting a plant. Also a very positive development. So what we want to do is make sure we also have the workforce to be able to do all this exciting work. And I've announced $40 million over the next 4 years in new funding for NYPA to launch a specialized nuclear workforce training program with our unions and our universities. So that's how we'll meet the demand, by focusing now on the training required so we have the workforce in place. And we've made some strategic hires at NYPA. Christopher Hansen, the former chair of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, was hired as a senior consultant to help us navigate that federal licensing. And I'm sorry I took Todd Josephowski, hired as our senior vice president of nuclear development, formerly the project director at Darlington. So, which are already underway, so we need some help. Okay, you're good with that? So he'll make sure that the just as happening at Darlington, which he'll talk about, is that the constructional process very quickly. So the first phase is being licensed this year, will be on track and operational. Our goal is to be within 5 years, not 10, but 5 years. And so we're excited about this and bringing a closer relationship. And in a couple minutes, Premier Ford and I will sign a declaration of intent to reaffirm and strengthen our historic bonds. We'll show the world that we have no tolerance for policies that are intended to drive us apart. We look forward to working together through this particular opportunity and many, many more as we focus on the sharing, the sharing of opportunities and resources and intellect and expertise that will help bolster both of our economies and keep us strong and to keep the lights on. So thank you very much, everyone. Appreciate you joining us. And I'd like to introduce now Premier Doug Ford. Thank you.
Well, first of all, good morning, everyone, and it's a real pleasure to be here. But before I begin, we had a little bit of a tragedy up in just an hour from here, up in Welland. One of our police officers got shot in the chest and in the hospital. The officer, she's a wonderful person. She's going to survive. And I just want to say our prayers and thoughts are with the family. Our prayers and thoughts are with all the police on both sides of the border, and that will always have their backs. And may God bless her, and I pray everything's going to work out. I'm very, very confident it will. I want to thank Governor Hochul. Thank you very much. The first day we met, we hit it off, just boom. It was great, great neighbors, great friends, and I'm so happy you invited us to Buffalo. I understand this is the hometown gal. You're here, you grew up here, and have a lot of deep roots in Buffalo. And I can't tell you how many times I've been in Buffalo, probably hundreds of times. And we just look forward to a great relationship. I want to thank my Minister of Energy, Stephen Lecce. Thank you for coming. Also, Minister of Mines as well. Majority Leader Peoples Stokes, thank you. Boy, I love you. You've been around a long time. People love you here. So that is great. Along with Senator Ryan and Mayor, congratulations, Mayor Scanlon. Thank you for hosting us in your beautiful city here. And as well, I want to thank Nicole. Nicole, for all your leadership and the work that you do over at OPG. And thank you for supporting our closest friends and allies to create new nuclear power. And as well as Justin Driscoll and John Colmell from NYPA. We're here today to celebrate and strengthen the deep relationship between New York and Ontario. It goes back a couple hundred years, if you think of it. It's absolutely incredible. New York is Ontario's third largest exporter partner, and Ontario is New York's, I like saying, number one customer. And in Canada, it's vice versa. The U.S. is our number one customer. And we're their number one customer. We buy more goods than any other jurisdiction in the world. Our shared history is one of friends, family, and great sports rivalry. But since we don't have an NFL team, you have a few million people on the other side of the border cheering the Bills. I love when it snows and everyone grabs their shovels. Everyone sits back. So go Bills! You gotta take it this year, and I'll be cheering them along. And also the Great Lakes economy, which is absolutely massive along the Great Lakes, and we share approximately about 400 miles of border, just Ontario, not to mention Quebec as well, and just the benefits for both countries. New York and Ontario have an abundant amount of natural resources that we can share. We have the largest deposit of critical minerals or rare earth minerals, and Minister Lecce is in charge of that. And who do we want to give them to? As our closest friends and allies, to make sure those critical minerals are powering your manufacturing, your data centers, your any technology, microchips. Everything has critical minerals in it. And we want to ship them down here, as well as all the skilled workers and manufacturing might that the world needs. Now, I was telling the governor, I looked up both our GDPs, and between Ontario and New York, we would be the seventh largest jurisdiction anywhere in the entire world. So New York and Ontario are economic powerhouses. on all sorts of different fronts, no matter if it's manufacturing or banking. New York is number one financial sector. We're right behind in number two, and as well as manufacturing and technology and AI and life sciences, and the list keeps going on. But with energy demand, everything needs energy. Ontario is expected to increase up to 90% over the next 25 years. I'm going to put this into perspective. We're building out. We're building new. No matter if it's a small modular reactors or large-scale nuclear, is 16,000 megawatts. Now, a lot of people out there, what's a megawatt and so on? I convert it into homes. So that's enough to power 16 million homes. And who do we want to give our energy to? Our closest friends and allies. No matter if it's New York State or Michigan or Minnesota that we ship power down to. And that really, that's the future. The future is having the energy to power the companies, power the homes, power massive data centers that take a tremendous amount of energy. And we're there for you. And I've always said, and I know I've mentioned this to the governor, just probably 2 hours up the road, we have Darlington there. We have another Bruce Power and Pickering. Bruce Power is the largest nuclear large-scale facility in the world. We're going to be adding on to that as well. So when you look at all of it, if we put everything out there, we'll have, 40,000 megawatts, probably a little more than that. We power up everything. For our part, Ontario is building the first small modular reactors in the G7. And we're leading the way at Darlington site, which is just, as I said, a couple hours up the road. We invite you. We invite to share the technology. We're very open. As you said, Governor, we're sharing the technology in a partnership with Tennessee Valley Authority. And I remember you said the same thing when I told you last time, how about us? And absolutely, we're going to be there for the folks of New York, and we're upgrading existing large-scale nuclear as well across all our nuclear facilities, which is so important, and building the first large-scale nuclear facility in decades. So we have the three, and then we have the federal fourth, but we're building a fifth one. It's going to be the largest, one of the largest in the entire world. And I agree with yourself, Governor, and I mentioned this to the Prime Minister when I saw him yesterday, that let's cut this red tape, let's cut regulations, let's start moving. Nowadays, around the world, it's faster, quicker, immediate. Because if we don't do it, other countries around the world, be it China or other countries, are going to be building out, and they're going to leave us behind. But I can assure you, with the leadership of Governor Hochul, ourselves, we will never, ever let that happen. We're close friends and the closest allies. For our part, as I was saying over at the Darlington site, we will have you by, and I'd like to see this relationship start immediately. I saw both of you signing the agreement downstairs, so we're gonna sign that as well. And that's why I'm so thrilled to be here today to sign this historic, and I emphasize historic, energy agreement that's never been done before with New York and Ontario. This deal will see Ontario share our world-class expertise in large-scale reactors as well as the small modular reactors with the great state of New York. As part of our deal, Ontario Power Generation and New York Power Authority will work together on developing an implementation of advanced nuclear technology. I always say it's safe, number one, it's clean, it's green, it's reliable, and it's cost affordable for especially the ratepayers here and over in Ontario as well. But before I conclude, I just want to take a few moments to talk about our relationship. You know, I appreciate our relationship between New York and myself and the governor. I consider her a friend. She can pick up the phone anytime, and we'll be chatting on the phone. But I, first of all, I want to say I love the U.S. Canadians love the U.S., and I know the Americans love Canadians. I spent 20 years of my life in this beautiful country. in our Chicago manufacturing facility, in our New Jersey manufacturing facility, and I've traveled to every single state. And as I always say, my kids basically grew up coming to our Chicago facility and down in Florida. And I just want to say that we need to work together. Protectionism just does not work anywhere in the world. I call it AMCAN Fortress, American-Canadian Fortress, that we put a ring around the two countries. We continue trading with our allies around the world, but make our countries the safest, wealthiest, richest, most two prosperous countries in the world. No matter if it's our energy that we're shipping down here or goods that we buy off our great friends and allies here, or rare earth minerals as well. You know, that's a beacon of stability and security, and it sends a message around the world, and together we will prosper, the likes of which two countries have never seen before. When, you know, I always say a tariff on Canada is a tax on the American people. And it's amazing. I talk to governors every day. I just talked to the great governor in North Carolina. I'm here with Governor Hochul. I talk to senators and congressmen and women. The ironic thing is, folks, I talk to both Democrat and Republicans. I have yet to meet a Republican that agrees with President Trump's strategy of going after his closest friends and allies. This does not work. You can't unscramble an egg that's been around for generations. You have to make the omelet larger, and everyone's going to benefit. There'll be more jobs, more security, and both countries are going to thrive like they've never seen before. But folks, I want to welcome everyone to Toronto. I can't wait to take a tour of this stunning art gallery, and I encourage all Ontarians to come and visit this beautiful art gallery, and vice versa. Anyone from New York State, come over to Ontario. Governor, maybe we put a zip line across Niagara Falls. I don't know. I think we've got to stop at the customs on either end. But we're going to do great things. The governor and I have also talked about a beautiful area is Niagara here and Niagara over in Ontario. We're going to do great things together. But I just want to say God bless the people of the United States of America and God bless the people of Canada. Thank you so much for having us today. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.